710 ESPN Southern California Experience. Broadcasting from LA Live inside the CarMax Studios continues. Here's LaFern.
Good morning and welcome back to the Southern California Experience here on 710 ESPN. I'm LaFern Cusack. So happy to have in studio with me Mr. Peter Strauss. He is founder and executive director of Team Primetime, and he has worked for hundreds of athletes and individual bases, refining their skills in baseball, soccer, basketball, everything. And Mike Lynn, UCLA's head athletic performance coach, former Bruin offensive lineman. And in addition to working directly with the football team, he oversees UCLA's 15,000 square foot weight room, utilizing the latest technology. And also happy to have in studio Jonathan Franklin of the UCLA Bruins. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm happy to have you guys in. You guys started, Peter, you started Team Primetime. Tell us about the organization and what you do.
Team Primetime is a nonprofit after-school program for at-risk middle school kids. We focus on, it's a holistic program. We're focusing on their academic achievement. We feature a wide variety of sports that the kids participate in. We have an art academy. And we're also trying to build better citizens for tomorrow. So we have a leadership component, which is the Primetime Games.
Now, I became familiar with your program through Twitter. I had a gentleman, your friend, he emailed me and said, UCLA players are doing great things in the community, and I have a great story for you. And it definitely is a great story. And Jonathan, you're one of the mentors with Team Primetime. Can you tell us what you do and why you came on board to help the kids in Team Primetime?
Well, pretty much me and a group of seven other guys come out to Team Primetime, and we mentor inner city kids that are the coaches for the autistic kids. And pretty much the reason I do it is because I'm from the inner city. And just to come into these young kids' lives from the inner city and mentor them and tell them the right things to do in life and guide them and help them mature to be young men, you know, and just to be an example, you know, showing them that I came from the inner city and I'm going to UCLA right now. It's just a good path to have them on.
Have you seen the children that may not have a vision of their future? Have you seen them change when you come into their life?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're watching us on TV every Saturday, and just to have us, you know, in person talking to them and mentoring them and just having a good time is definitely life-changing for them.
And Mike, why did you come on board, and what is your role in Team Primetime?
Well, I came on board. I met Peter a couple years ago, and my interaction with Team Primetime is I'm the one who basically facilitates bringing the football players to the program on a weekly basis. But I did that for a period of time, and then Peter talked to me a little bit about the Primetime Games, which the program takes the inner city kids and brings in the special needs kids to the program, and being a father of a special needs child kind of struck a chord with me. So at many different layers of my involvement, again, being a father of a daughter with autism, and then also being kind of the shepherd of the UCLA football team and helping them develop as young men, as Jonathan said, they get to go to these programs and work with the inner city kids and teach them how to be a mentor to, kids with special needs. It serves a lot of purposes for me personally, but also for us as a program, UCLA football program.
I can see that it's very fulfilling.
Absolutely. It's fulfilling, yeah. And I would say, I don't want to speak for Jonathan or any of the other football players, but I think everybody that is involved in this program walks away just absolutely having a different perspective on what's important in life.
Peter, what is the website so people can go there right now and check out Team Primetime?
It's www.teamprimetime.org.
How has the program grown since you started it back in 2004?
2001. We started 2001. With 21 kids. Now we serve approximately 1,500 kids every year.
Oh, my gosh.
Up to 800 kids a day. And it's been pretty exciting to watch the program grow and see the good that it's doing. When we started, the focus was on academics and athletics. And then as we got the kids into the program, we realized that one of the things we had to do was change the perspective of the kids. We had to give them an opportunity to see themselves as part of a solution and not always look to as a problem. So that's when we added the leadership component, and we empowered these kids through mentoring kids with autism, we thought that that would help change their perspective, that they had something to contribute at an early age. That was a big development in our program. And then in order to appeal to a whole different crowd of kids who weren't athletes, we added an art academy.
That's really fantastic. I know Joe Sweet, a former L.A. Ram player, came in, and his son was disabled, and he was saying, and I was telling him about your program, and he was saying that how great it is to have the athletes come and mentor these kids with a higher vision of being out on the field or playing, you know, basketball, or saying, hey, I may have a disability, but I still can do it. Jonathan, can you tell us about that, about your experience specifically, if you have one thing that you have learned from a child being on Team Primetime?
It showed me definitely just to appreciate life more and not take things for granted, you know, because they're great kids, but sometimes you don't realize what you have until you around somebody who has something less.
Right.
You know, so it definitely told me appreciate life every minute and what I do. But these kids are great kids. It also showed me not to judge people. You know, all these autistic kids are great kids. They're very smart, and I just love being around them.
And, Mike, I've had several people in here that had autism, and they say, well, we don't need to be changed. How have you brought in your experience and created your child in a way that was able to bring out their talents and skills?
Well, I tell you what, my wife is the champion of this whole process. You know, it definitely takes a strong family front. You know, my wife was a former athlete. I was a former athlete, so that's kind of how we've attacked our life situation, is really hone in on the positive things that our daughter does. She loves art. She's not going to be, you know, the superstar athlete that we all kind of envisioned when we decided to have a family, but that's okay. She plays softball. She gets out there and she does her thing. But it's just, for me, it just again taught me to have a lot more patience in life with everything. I'm a lot more patient person, and also to be to really glorify people, the positive things that people do. So it's just, you know, it's daily work with any child, but especially with a child with special needs, and really getting them to understand they can do anything. They've got to have that confidence that they can go out and tackle the world like anybody else.
And Peter, you have an event coming up that all our listeners can take part in and come see your games.
We do. The Primetime Games takes place every Wednesday at Palms Middle School. We culminate every season with what we call Championship Saturday, which takes place June 4th. Once Mike joined our board and started to bring the football players through, UCLA has adopted the Primetime Games in part. And so we're moving our Championship Saturday there on June 4th. It'll take place from about 8 to 12. It'll be in Spalding Field. We'll have, I would say, probably close to the whole football team and a lot of other athletes out there participating. So it's going to be a great day.
What is your experience with the children seeing all the UCLA Bruins out there participating and saying, hey, look, you guys have a chance. You can do what we do, and just experience the whole UCLA team?
Self-esteem, confidence. When these kids work really hard together, and it's not just the mentors. It's all of the kids who work together, both coaches and athletes. And the athletes are the kids with special needs, and the coaches are the middle school kids who work with them. When they see the UCLA football players come through in their jerseys, they feel appreciated, they feel empowered, they feel like what they're doing matters to the greater community, and they feel that confidence that comes from being recognized by people wearing the jersey. It's an extraordinary thing to see in their face.
As a player, Jonathan, you said that you came from the inner city. Did you have that vision of, I'm going to go to UCLA and I'm going to make a difference in my community?
Yes, definitely. Since I was a kid, I always wanted to give back to the community. You know, the community made me who I am today. You know, they're everything. They're my family. So, you know, definitely being successful and coming back and helping out the community and mentoring kids in the community is the life I want to live.
I'm LaFern Cusack here on ESPN LA 710, speaking with Peter Strauss, Mike Lynn, and Jonathan Franklin. And they're here talking about Team Primetime. Peter, what is the website again so people can go take a look?
www.teamprimetime.org.
Jonathan, with your experience with coming into UCLA, what did you go through in regards to your expectations and what UCLA was able to provide for you?
UCLA met my expectations and more. You know, everything I need, everything I ask for, they have it. You know, great networking, great people. They push you to be the best. You know, they bring the most out of you. A great family on the team. I mean, UCLA, I feel, is by far the best college in this country.
I'm glad you said everybody's smiling.
Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer. All right.
Go Bruins.
Jonathan, was there a shift when you went from high school to UCLA in the way you thought of what you can accomplish and what you have attained being at UCLA? And then also, how do you transfer that to the kids you work with Team Primetime?
All I can say is faith. You know, faith isn't the seen, but the unseen. And you have to believe in your dreams no matter how bad the situation is, no matter what people are saying, no matter what you go through. You know, you just got to be committed, and you just got to keep going, and you got to keep believing. And because of that, I am where I am right now. And how I transfer that when I go to the primetime kids, you know, I just tell them, be anything, no matter how the world views you, no matter how you view yourself. Believe that you could do anything, you could achieve anything. You know, just be committed and never give up.
Absolutely, and I totally believe that as well. Mike, with your conditioning, how do you incorporate the physical aspect into Team Primetime?
Well, you know, we established the Man Maker Wednesdays is when we come out with our football players, and we are more of the mentors to the coaches. So I don't have a lot of say in the curriculum per se. I'm not sure we necessarily want me to have a lot of say in the curriculum. No. We want this to be a positive experience for the kids, but. No, I mean, again, my involvement was really to get the UCLA football players involved and really define what it means to be a man. Matter of fact, when I first got to UCLA, I think we called our Friday workouts were Man Maker workouts. And then we put a spin on it when I met Peter and talked about how, you know, Wednesday, when we're not doing anything, Wednesday's their day off. So these players on their day off volunteer to go with me to these schools, and really that's the definition of being a man, is giving back to the community and teaching these young people how to, when they grow up and whatever they end up being, how to give back to their communities.
And do you incorporate the physical aspect of, again, I know that Joe Sweet was talking about how you have to lift kids with disabilities and how you do squats. You incorporate that in lifting the child into maybe a wheelchair or another aspect.
Well, you know, I think with the children that the primetime games deal with, these are children that don't have necessarily physical disabilities. These are mental, neurological disabilities in terms of cognitive function and the like. So, it's not it's not handicapped kids in that way by any stretch of the imagination. And Peter and his staff, they're the ones that are there that deal with these kids on a daily basis. So, you know, our football players know when they go there, it's the bottom line is it's all about being a mentor and being a presence, and they don't have to necessarily get involved with, you know, physically, you know, helping kids in and out of wheelchairs or anything of that nature.
Okay.
Yeah, if I can add something to that, it's a very physical program. These kids play sports together. But we use sports as a conduit for a social experience and for social interaction. The sports is a common ground where they come together, and we modify the rules a little bit so that it facilitates more interaction. So they play hard, but it's really about the socialization.
It's great how sports can just bring a community together, and everything else dissolves once we step onto that field or the court, and it's truly amazing. So do you do soccer, softball, all aspects?
Yeah.
And how do you divide the kids up into these programs?
The primary sports we play are soccer and basketball. The younger kids tend to play soccer. We have the basketball goes all the way through high school. Some of the kids who are more able-bodied, will trend towards the basketball program. because it's more active, it's faster paced. And the soccer is more of a one-to-one skills acquisition program and trends towards the younger kids.
And again, your event that's coming up, the date and time and how we can take part.
Saturday, June 4th. It's the championship Saturday for actually our 15th season of the primetime games. Just visit our website for more information. It takes place at Spalding Field at UCLA.
And can you talk about the after-school program a little bit more and how, if people would like to get involved with their schools, if their school is not involved already?
We collaborate with LA Unified School District. So the schools where we work at, which are Palms Middle School, Webster Middle School, Emerson Middle School, and Westside Leadership Magnet, those schools have contracts with LA Unified, and we fulfill those contracts. But we're always looking to reach more kids, so if anyone has any thoughts or questions, they can always reach me.
All right.
Peter@teamprimetime.org. But the program is 5 days a week. It's 3 hours a day. So we have a real opportunity to make change in these kids' lives.
Yes, and you guys definitely are doing that, and I'm so happy that you're here telling us about the program. Your website, again, where we can donate as well.
Absolutely. Please feel free to do so. Again, it's www.teamprimetime.org. Oftentimes people think it's teen, T-E-E-N, like teenager, but it's team, like football team, primetime.org.
Mike, with your conditioning, being the head athletic performance coach, besides having the athletes come to Team Primetime to help them balance their volunteerism with being an athlete, I know it can be stressful sometimes and also physically stressful.
To say the least, yeah. The time commitment, these young men is unbelievable. You know, outside of, the class and whatever little social life they have, they spend more time, with, myself than anybody else on campus. And that's the same across the country. Football players will spend more time with the strength conditioning staff. Because when it's not the season, then they're getting ready for the next season. And get ready for the next season, it's all about lifting weights and running and jumping and just becoming a better athlete and a tighter knit group of players. So it's a lot. It's a big physical demand on them. You know, we just got done with our spring football practice. They've got a much deserved week off to kind of get away from it, and then we jump back in and. Really no stop until January.
There's no stopping you.
Yeah.
Jonathan, as an athlete, can you tell us how you manage that, how you manage the stress of being, you know, I say being a football player, it's a full-time job. A lot of people don't recognize that. It's a full-time job, plus your studies. How do you balance all that out?
You know, we have a great group of academic counselors that help us with time management, put us through different, events at UCLA to teach us how to manage our time, to teach us the do's and don'ts at UCLA. And we definitely have great alumni that come back and speak and help us out, and we always take that in.
Talk about some of the alumni that have made a difference. Since you're being a mentor right now with Team Prime Time, the alumni are your mentors.
Definitely. I mean, we've had Maurice Drew come back and speak to us. James Washington has played a great role with mentoring a couple of guys, Mercedes Lewis, Ryan Neese, you know, just tons of guys, you know, always willing to come back on their own time and give back to us and just talk to us and tell us what we need to do to be successful, you know, not just football players, but just great men in life.
And how is that for you, Mike, to have all these alumni? You're an alumni, a star-studded alumni.
I don't know about that. I don't rank with any of the people Jonathan just read off. I guarantee you that. But no, it's great to, you know, any big time school that can draw on, you know, former players to come in and talk to these guys. But really what's going on when they come back and talk to our players is exactly what the, Team Primetime's all about. It's what we're doing at the middle school level. You know, as our guys are going and doing the exact same thing for the inner city at-risk kids and giving back. So it's kind of that circle of life when it comes to mentorship.
Isn't that amazing how now all the athlete, it's starting in junior high, preparing your student or preparing your athlete to be in football at college?
There's a point I'd like to make that I think is really important. When you talk about the commitment that these football players make to the university and to their studies, And then to be able to, and really, when I learned how much time they put in, it's extraordinary. And then to be able to take time out on their one day off and come visit our program, Team Primetime, and work with the Primetime Games, it's not a one-time thing. They come every week that they're not in season or in their spring football. I mean, they're there up to 20, 25 weeks a year. It's an extraordinary commitment, and that ongoing consistency is what really empowers our kids. They see their heroes coming every week, and they're getting to form relationships with them. It elevates everybody. It's an extraordinary story.
And I can imagine, you know, just being a child and not having that consistency and saying, okay, well, yeah, I see Jonathan Franklin 1 week, but he's not going to come back again. Mike, how do you incorporate that? I know you don't use all of the players to come every week, but you use, what, 6 to 9 players that come?
Yeah, it's about 6 to 9. And you know, when we first started this program, I was a little bit worried about that day off of, like, finding volunteers, because really, you know, we can't make the student athletes do it, because there's the NC2A steps in and says, hey, there's only so many hours you can take out of their week. So pleasantly surprised would be putting it mildly when it came to first posing it to the team in a team meeting, and we're never short of volunteers each week, but we take 6 to 7, 6 to 8 volunteers each week, and the line is long of people who want to go and do it, and everybody does a great job. There hasn't been one player to do it that Peter and I have said, you know what, maybe we should keep them off the list next time.
But, maybe they shouldn't be part of this.
I tell you what, they do, you know, it's funny, the first time we do it, their first experience, we'll kind of explain what to expect, and you'll see some of these guys kind of get wide-eyed because they've got a misconception maybe about kids with special needs, or maybe you've got someone who comes from an affluent background that's got misconceptions about inner-city kids, but those misconceptions dissolve within the first 5 minutes when they're there.
Isn't that great?
They're always the ones that come back and say, Coach, I want to do it every week.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
my car can only hold 7 people, and I actually am the one that physically drives them down. So, yeah, but no, it's great.
Yeah, and you had something?
You get a guy like Jonathan, and you know that as soon as he steps on campus, the energy just explodes.
Yeah.
So what's fun
I can tell when he walked into the studio. I thought, okay.
I mean, he's a pretty dynamic young man, there's no doubt. What's fun now for Mike and I is at the end of the – everybody does such a great job. What we like to do now is figure out, okay, who surprised us?
Mm-hmm.
Who do we think might not have taken to the program that turned out to be just a star for us? And because no one's ever disappointed.
Oh.
It's incredible.
Oh, that's great to hear. I'm LaFern Cusack here on 710 ESPN LA Sports Leader, speaking with Jonathan Franklin for the UCLA Bruins, also Mike Lynn and Peter Strauss. We're talking Team Prime Time. Peter, your website again for people to go.
www.teamprimetime.org.
Now, Mike mentioned things being dissolved in people's minds of what you're expecting when you meet a child or a child meets you. Jonathan, can you tell us if that happened to you? I know that a lot of fear and a lot of prejudice comes out of not knowing who someone is until you have that time with them, and then you're like, oh, okay, they're just like me. Did you have that experience?
You know, we talked about UCLA earlier, and with the diversity at UCLA, I learned, I guess, to be open to anybody, you know, the different races, the different cultures, and that just carried on to Primetime Kids. You know, I never put nothing past anybody or overlooked anything or judged anybody. I was just open and just ready to take on what I needed to.
And that's one of the keys. Do you also incorporate that when you're training the athletes? Maybe one skill isn't greater than the other with a student, and you're able to bring out what they're not showing.
Well, yeah, I think absolutely. That's why we did the Manmaker program. You know, again, is you know, so many college programs out there are kind of rest on the fact that, hey, your interaction with your strength coach is going to be just lift as much weight as you can and run until you puke. And again, my personal vision in starting this through the athletic department and hooking up with Peter was to build better men, teach them what it means to give back. So when they go into the NFL, you know, hopefully a lot do, because then we've got a good program going. But even if you don't go in the league, whatever you end up doing,
you're still prepared.
You're still prepared, and you've got perspective on life and what it means. Because I've told the players before, you know, I was in the same situation they were when I was 22 years old, and you know, I was young and I had the whole world out in front of me, and my wife and I, you know, my wife was a former athlete. I was an athlete. It was, you know, hey, if we get my wife's athleticism and my size, my kids are all going to get D1 scholarships. And then all of a sudden life happens, as that commercial says. You know, our first child had special needs, and, it changes everything. And if I had something like this when I was a player, I'd probably be more ready for that.
I know a lot of parents may struggle with a special needs child because they don't know about it. They have no knowledge of how to take care of a child with special needs, and there are different variations of autism. How did you go about learning about autism and learning how to let your child grow?
Well, I tell you what, we took the bold step of taking our life and putting it on hold. I was the head strength coach back in the 90s at UCLA, and when we were diagnosed, I resigned from my post as the head strength coach and picked up and left California, and we moved to the Midwest to get our daughter involved in a program out at the Jude Devine Center in Missouri. And it was a great program, working with her, but also working with my wife and I in terms of what to expect going down the road. So, you know, that's not the decision everybody would make. That's a pretty bold decision to make in life, to basically walk away from your career put everything in. But it takes some level of that type of commitment. And really that's what parents do. You know, they put their kids first.
And you definitely are doing that again with a team prime time and bringing all these great athletic things for children with autism and also mentoring. We ran out of time, but I want you to come back next week and talk more because I have more questions for y'all. Peter, one more time for our listeners. Where can we go? How can we participate and donate?
Well, please, we welcome all of that. Our website is www.teamprimetime.org. And if I could just offer a thought about why UCLA's involvement is so important to us. Team Primetime focuses on our community's most at-risk kids. It focuses during the most dangerous hours of the day, 3 to 6 p.m., as all after-school programs do. It's a program founded in Los Angeles to take care of Los Angeles. And to be able to have the premier university in Los Angeles come and help take care of us is really helping build a community, and we invite everyone to become a part of that community. You can certainly donate on our website. You can volunteer for the program. With the kids, there's no end to the amount of ways that you can be a part of this.
Great, thank you. UCLA's Jonathan Franklin, Mike Lynn, and also Peter Strauss, Executive Director and Founder of Team Prime Time. I'm LaFern Cusack. Please join us next week for part two of Team Prime Time here on the Southern California Experience, 710 ESPN.